The 27 European Union leaders vowed to agree on legislation to implement goals to fight climate change, which also include cutting greenhouse emissions by 20% from 1990 levels over the next 12 years. But the leaders at the Brussels summit also said they would seek climate-friendly options that would not sanction European industries. Prime Minister Janez Janša of Slovenia, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, told reporters the climate agreement offered the EU the opportunity to adopt technologies of the future.
The climate energy package will be a key document to do so. We discussed this package at this meeting as well. We talked about the opportunities and challenges of the 21st century for the Union.
The EU leaders also agreed to an amended version of a new Mediterranean Union proposed last year by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Under the compromise, all EU members would be involved in the Union, aimed to forge closer ties with North Africa, Arab, and other non-European Mediterranean countries. Still, not all members are happy about either agreement. Some EU members oppose a new agreement on a Mediterranean Union, since one, known as the Barcelona process, already exists. There is also disagreement over whether to offer special conditions to big energy users when it comes to climate change regulations. Still, Mr. Sarkozy, whose country takes over the EU presidency in July, said he hoped agreement on the climate change package would be reached by the second half of this year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.